So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak discussed the halacha of Hasecher as a poyel lasis and b'yai nesach schari aser. If a non-Jew hired a Jew to do work with yai nesach, the Jew's wages are forbidden because kenasu shekonsu chacham schar polasei aser. The chacham initiated that the iser yai nesach transfers onto its work. The Gemara proceeds with three questions that were posed to Rav Nachman. Schari lishba b'yai nesach mahu. What's halacha if a Jew is hired to break barrels of yai nesach to spill it out? Are his wages forbidden? Perhaps since reitz b'kiyuma aser, schari aser. As Rashi Nav Samach Dal explains, Yain Nesach Asur Liyis Reitzib Bikiyuman, the Yisrael Mitzuba Levat Levitz Kecham B'tash Mishal. One is forbidden to want the continued existence of Aveda Zara and Yain Nesach because he's commanded to destroy all Aveda Zara. Therefore, his work and wages are forbidden because in this case, he wants the continued existence of the Yain Nesach so that he can get paid for breaking the barrels. Or Kol Lamuti Tifle Shaper Dami, his work and wages are permitted because his work is to eliminate the Yain Nesach. Rav Nachman ruled, Yishbar b'tavol of bracha, his wages are permitted. And the Gemara supports this ruling from the following braisa. In oidrin im ha'akam b'klaim, aval oikrin imoy, kedei lema'ute es ha'tifla. A Jew may not assist a non-Jew in hoeing to promote the growth of klaim, but he may assist the non-Jew in uprooting klaim because he's eliminating the iser. The braisa implies, however, that if not for lema'ute es ha'tifla, it would be forbidden. And the Gemara offers two approaches to the iser. Either the braisa is Rabbi Kiva who holds ha'makayim b'klaim loika, one who merely maintains claim in this field and does not uproot them gets malchus. Therefore, lekaimai ima akum aser. A Jew may not help the non-Jew maintain claim. However, eikrin imay mutter, even though he is reitzib kiyumay, it's permitted because kolamuti tifla shaper dami. And for the same reason, schari lishba b'yayin nesach mutter. Or the braisa is Rabbi Huda, who holds litin lehem matnas chinam aser. A Jew may not give a gift to akum. Therefore, lekaim imay aser, because a Jew may not provide his free services to the akum, which is a form of matnas chinam. But eikrin imay mutter, even though there is an iser matnas chinam, because kolamutei tifla shaper dami, and accordingly schari lishba b'yayin nesach mutter. The Gemara proceeds with the second question: Dinei avedis kecham b'yad akum mahu, mitefeses demeho b'yad akum ayloi. If a non-Jew sold an avedah zara, do the proceeds become aser b'hanah because the iser transfers even to a non-Jew's money or not? Rav Nachman ruled mistaber dinei avedis kecham b'yad akum mutarn. A non-Jew's proceeds from avedah zara are permitted, because the Issa does not transfer to a non-Jew's money. And he brought proof in the following braisa. Yisrael shayin neisha ba'akum mana, u'machra b'tzkechavim behaviloi, yayin nesach behaviloi, mutter. If a Jew was owed a mana by a non-Jew, and the non-Jew sold his avodah zarah and yayin nesach to pay the Jew, the money is permitted. Apparently because there is no tefisas dam on a non-Jew's money. The braisa concludes, however, aval amraloi hamtinli, acha emkra b'tzkechavim behavilach, yayin nesach behavilach, aser. The non-Jew asked the Jew to wait until he sells Avodah Zarah and Yai Nesach for him to pay the Jew, the money is forbidden because the Havalei curates b'kiyumay. The Jew wants the continued existence of Avodah Zarah until they are sold so that he can receive his payment. However, regarding Yerushas Hagir, a convert who inherits his non-Jewish father, Achiboler Shusai, Yochalem Letul Ata Akum Vani Mo'iz Tul Ata Yai Nesach Vani Peris. Before he acquires the inheritance, he can trade with his non-Jewish brothers forbidden items for permitted items, even though he is reitzib kiyumi because the chum were lenient with the ger, because gzeirah shemayachzal likakule. They were concerned that he might revert to his former ways. The Gemara proceeds with the third question. Ger toishav mao sheyivat lavetz kechavim. A non-Jew who does not worship avodah zarah, can he nullify avodah zarah or not? Perhaps a ger toishav cannot be mevatel because the polach maftel, the lay polach lay maftel. Only one who worships avodah zarah can nullify avodah zarah, but a ger toishav who does not worship avodah zarah cannot nullify avodah zarah. Or a ger toishav can be mevatel because kol de bar mine miftel, v'hai bar mine hu. Any non-Jew can nullify avodah zarah, and he is still considered a non-Jew regarding all other matters. Rav Nachman ruled ger toishav ainu mevatel avodah zarah because the polach miftel, the lay polach lay miftel. The Gemara questions this ruling and seeks to prove otherwise from two braises that ger toishav mevatel avodah zarah. The braise states, Yisrael shematz avodah kecham bashok, ad shalei basel yadoi, oimer la'akam mevatel. If a Jew found an avodah zarah in the marketplace, it depends. Before he picks it up, a non-Jew can still nullify it because it does not belong to the Jew. Mishe basel yadoi, eino oimer la'akam mevatel. After he picks it up, a non-Jew can no longer nullify it because it belongs to the Jew, and the Jew's avodah zarah cannot be nullified. And the braisa concludes, "Mem neisha amru akum avatla b'itz kecham shaloi b'shal chaver bein oivda o bein she'in oivda." A non-Jew can nullify his avodah zarah and that of another non-Jew, regardless of whether he worships it or not. The Gemara initially assumes that oivda refers to an oivet kechavim, a non-Jew that worships avodah zarah, while ein oivda refers to a ger toishav, a non-Jew that does not worship any avodah zarah. Nevertheless, he can be mevatlet. Apparently, ger toshav not mevatl. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps both oivda ve'ena oivda refer to oivik achavim. And oivda means zevezel pa'ur bezevezel markailis. He worships this specific of a dezara, while ena oivda means zel pa'ur bezel markailis. He worships a different of a dezara, but not this one. The Gemara then seeks to prove a ger toshav mevatl from another brisa, which discusses a machlokes regarding a zehu ger toshav, who is considered a ger toshav regarding the obligation of lach yosei to help and support him. Remeir says, Ezeo ger teshev, kol shekibud lov befnei gimel chaveim shloi lavar avaydis kechavim. A ger teshev is one who, in the presence of three learned Jews, took upon himself not to worship avaydis zar. The Chum hold that this is not a ger teshev, but rather, kol shekibud lov sheva mitzvah shekibulim b'nei noich. A ger teshev is one who took upon himself to fulfill all the seven Noahide laws. Achayim say, this is not a ger teshev either, but rather, kol shekibud lov lekaim kol mitzvah mus batera chutz me'isin nevelis. A ger teshev is one who took upon himself to fulfill all the mitzvahs, with the exception that he eats nevela meat. The Braisa then discusses the halachas of a ger teshev. Ve'ein mafkidin etzlo yayin, afilo be'irsha rubi Yisrael. A Jew may not leave his wine with a ger teshev for a long term, even if most residents of the city are Jews, because lezman meruba ikal meichesh lachlufe. In the long term, there is a concern that he will switch the Jew's wine with the ger teshev's wine, which is aser. However, avil meyachidin etzlo yayin, afilo be'irsha rubi evdikichavim. A Jew may leave his wine with a ger teshev for a short term, even if most residents of the city are non-Jews, because bizman muet leka lamechesh lachlufe. In the short term, there's no concern that he will switch the wine. And kiven de lepalach, loy nogav lemenasach. There's no concern that the ger teshev will touch the wine for nisach, because he does not worship avodah zarah. And there's no concern for maga akum, the asim alma, the kiven de ein lohano, bakol ein manicha liga. There's no concern that another non-Jew will touch the wine, because since the ger teshev does not benefit, he will not allow him to touch the wine. Then the Braisa cites a machlokes regarding yenoi, a ger teshev's wine. The Chum hold yenoi kishamnoi, mutabana. A ger teshev's wine is like the oil of non-Jews that is only forbidden in consumption but permitted in other benefits. While Rabbi Shimon holds yenoi yayin nesach, asabana. A ger teshev's wine is like yayin nesach, which is forbidden in all benefits. While others say, Yenai mutabishtia, a ger teshev's wine is permitted even for drinking. And the Braisa concludes, Ulashar kol davar, harei ka'evi kachavim. Regarding all other matters, a ger teshev is considered a non-Jew. The Gemara initially assumes that this refers to the mevatl avaydis kachavim ka'akum. A ger teshev can nullify avaydis zar like an idol worshipper. But then the Gemara concludes that perhaps ger teshev ain't a mevatl avaydis zar. And the Braisa refers to liktin rishus ulevatl rishus. If a ger teshev shares a yard with Jews, he's considered like an akum, and that seicher reshusay to permit carrying on Shabbos, they must rent his shear in the yard, while a Yisrael mumer mevatel reshusay. For a Jew who is mechal Shabbos, but not befehesi, not in public, only in private, it is sufficient if he surrenders his shear in the yard.